Lesson 35, 2 Nephi 25. Introduction. Nephi continued to emphasize the importance of Isaiah's prophecies and shared the purpose of his own writing, quote, to persuade our children and also our brethren to believe in Christ and to be reconciled to God, end quote. He invited all to believe in Jesus Christ and to worship Him with all their might, mind, and strength, and their whole souls. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Nephi 25:1-20. Nephi teaches that the spirit of prophecy is needed to understand the words of Isaiah, and he prophesies of the scattering and gathering of the Jews. Begin the lesson by asking the following questions. When have you or someone you know tried to persuade someone to do something they weren't already doing on their own, but that would have benefited them? Examples might include persuading someone to eat healthy food, to put on a seatbelt or a life preserver, or to attend a church meeting or activity. In the example you thought of, what might be a reason why the individual did not do the task on his or her own? Write the following statement on the board. Believe in Jesus Christ. What can keep people from choosing to believe in Jesus Christ? Ask students to think about someone they know who may need to keep choosing to believe in Jesus Christ. Also invite students to consider whether they personally need help believing in Him. As students study 2 Nephi 25 today, invite them to look for truths that can help them choose to believe in Jesus Christ. Remind students that 2 Nephi chapters 12 through 24 include some of the words of Isaiah, as recorded in Nephi. Summarize 2 Nephi 25, 1-10 by explaining that Nephi taught that the spirit of prophecy enables people to understand the words of Isaiah. Nephi also testified that the judgments of God come upon all nations according to God's word, and that the Jews had never been destroyed unless God's prophets had first warned them against iniquity and called them to repentance. For example, as forewarned by prophets, many Jews were destroyed, and others were carried captive into Babylon shortly after Lehi left Jerusalem. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from 2 Nephi 25:12 through 15. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Jews would experience after being restored to their lands following their captivity in Babylon. According to verse 12, who would manifest himself to the Jews after they return to the land of Jerusalem? How would the Jews respond to the Savior? What judgments would come upon the Jews as a result of rejecting the Savior and fighting against His disciples? Invite a student to read 2 Nephi 25:16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for when the Jews would cease to be scattered and scourged. According to Nephi, when will the Jews cease to be scattered and scourged? When they believe in Jesus Christ and His atonement and stop looking for another Messiah. Remind students that the title Messiah means the anointed prophet, priest, king, and deliverer. See Guide to the Scriptures, Messiah. When Jesus Christ lived among the Jews during His mortal ministry, why did many Jews not believe He was the promised Messiah? Help students understand that, quote, many Jews were looking only for a deliverer from the Roman power and for a greater national prosperity. Thus, when the Messiah came, the leaders and many others rejected Him, end quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Messiah. Ask students to search 2 Nephi 25:18 silently, looking for what Nephi said the Lord would do to convince the Jews of the true Messiah. What did Nephi say the Lord would do to convince the Jews of the true Messiah? Explain that the words Nephi refers to in verse 18 include the words of the Book of Mormon. These words were written, quote, to the convincing of the Jew and Gentile that Jesus is the Christ, end quote, from the title page of the Book of Mormon. Direct students' attention to the end of 2 Nephi 25:19, where Nephi declared that the name of the true Messiah, quote, shall be Jesus Christ, the Son of God, end quote. Invite students to consider marking this phrase. Ask a student to read 2 Nephi 25:20 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what Nephi taught about the importance of Jesus Christ. As declared by Nephi in verse 20, what truth do we learn about Jesus Christ? Invite students to consider marking phrases that teach the following truth. Jesus Christ is the only name whereby we can be saved. Explain that in the Scriptures, the word name can be used to represent a person or to represent his or her power or authority. Thus, another way of saying that Jesus Christ is the only name whereby we can be saved is Jesus Christ is the only person with the power to save us, or Jesus Christ is the only person who can save us. Ask students to think again of a person they know who may need help choosing to believe in Jesus Christ. How would you explain to this person why Jesus Christ is the only name by which we can be saved? 2 Nephi 25:21-30. Nephi teaches about the saving grace of Jesus Christ and of the importance of believing in Him. To prepare the class to identify additional truths Nephi taught, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, "Many people feel discouraged because they constantly fall short. They know firsthand that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. They raise their voices with Nephi in proclaiming, 'My soul grieveth because of mine iniquities.'" End quote. From Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Gift of Grace, Ensign Orleahona, May 2015. Ask students to think of times when they may have felt discouraged because of their weaknesses or sins. Why is it easy to feel discouraged at times because of our weaknesses or sins? As students continue to study 2 Nephi 25 today, invite them to look for truths Nephi taught that can help them know how to overcome their weaknesses and sins. Summarize 2 Nephi 25, 21-22 by explaining that Nephi prophesied that his writings would be passed down to subsequent generations, who would be judged by what those writings contained. Invite a student to read 2 Nephi 25:23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why Nephi and others labored diligently to write. Why did Nephi labor diligently to write? What do you think it means to be reconciled to God? To be saved from sin and restored to a state of harmony with God. Explain that this verse also includes the word grace. Grace is a gift from Heavenly Father given through His Son, Jesus Christ. The word grace, as used in the Scriptures, refers primarily to enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. See Bible Dictionary, Grace. In what ways might we experience the grace of Jesus Christ? Possible answers include forgiveness, healing, and increased spiritual strength. What truth can we learn from 2 Nephi 25:23 about the grace of Jesus Christ? Write the following truth on the board. We are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ after all we can do. What do you think the phrase, "after all we can do," means? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Quote, "I wonder if sometimes we misinterpret the phrase, after all we can do. We must understand that after does not equal because. We are not saved because of all that we can do. Have any of us done all that we can do? Does God wait until we've expended every effort before He will intervene in our lives with His saving grace?" End quote. From Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Gift of Grace, page 110. How might this teaching from President Uchtdorf help those who feel they must be perfect before they can receive God's grace? Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Invite the class to listen for what we can do to more consistently receive God's help in our lives. Quote, "We do not need to achieve some minimum level of capacity or goodness before God will help. Divine aid can be ours every hour of every day, no matter where we are in the path of obedience. But I know that beyond desiring His help, we must exert ourselves, repent, and choose God for Him to be able to act in our lives consistent with justice and moral agency. End quote. From D. Todd Christofferson, Free Forever to Act for Themselves. Ensign Orleahona, November 2014. According to this statement by Elder Christofferson, what can we do to more consistently receive God's help in our lives? Consider sharing an example of how the Savior's grace has helped you or someone you know. Do not share anything private or too personal. Or you could show a Mormon Messages video or relate an experience found in the New Era, Ensign Orleahona, that illustrates how the Savior's grace has helped someone. Note: help students feel the truth and importance of doctrines and principles. After students identify and understand gospel principles and doctrines, they may not apply them until they feel their truth and importance through the Spirit and sense some degree of urgency to incorporate the principles in their own lives. One of the most effective ways to help students feel the truth and importance of doctrines and principles is to encourage them to reflect on real-life experiences that illustrate those truths. Invite students to apply what they have learned by writing answers to the following question in their study journals or class notebooks. You may want to write the question on the board. What will you do to seek and rely on the Savior's grace? Summarize 2 Nephi 25, 24 through 25 by explaining that Nephi and others knew that the law of Moses would be fulfilled through the atonement of Jesus Christ, and that the Savior's disciples would eventually no longer be required to keep it. However, the faithful Nephites continued to obey the law at this time because they knew the law pointed them to Jesus Christ, who would bring them salvation. Display the picture, Moses and the brass serpent. Invite one or more students to summarize for the class the account portrayed in this picture. Divide students into small groups of three or four. Distribute the following handout to each group and ask them to work together to read the scriptures and discuss the questions included in the handout. The handout is entitled Helping Others Look to Christ. Imagine that you were living among the Israelites at the time of Moses, when the people were bitten by poisonous serpents. What would you have done to convince the snake-bitten Israelites to look up at the serpent that Moses placed before them? In what ways could the poisonous snake bites be compared to our sins? Read 2 Nephi 25:26, looking for what Nephi said he and others did to help their posterity look to the Savior for a remission of sins. From 2 Nephi 25:26, we learn the following principle. By talking of, testifying of, and rejoicing in Jesus Christ, we can help others look to Him for a remission of their sins. Discuss the following questions. What do you think it means to rejoice in Christ? What are some examples of how our efforts to talk of, testify of, and rejoice in Jesus Christ can help others look to Him as their Savior? Read 2 Nephi 25:28 through 29, looking for what Nephi counseled his people to do. What did Nephi describe as the right way? Based on truths you have learned from 2 Nephi 25, why is believing in Jesus Christ the right way? What are some ways you are seeking to follow Nephi's counsel in verse 29 to believe in Christ and worship Him with your whole soul? Invite several students to report something they learned about helping others to look to Christ. Conclude by sharing your testimony of Jesus Christ and encouraging students to act on the truths they learned in this lesson. Commentary and background information. 2 Nephi 25:23, The Doctrine of Grace. Quote, the main idea of the word grace is divine means of help or strength, given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ. It is through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, made possible by His atoning sacrifice, that mankind will be raised in immortality every person receiving his body from the grave in a condition of everlasting life. It is likewise through the grace of the Lord that individuals, through faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ and repentance of their sins, receive strength and assistance to do good works that they otherwise would not be able to maintain if left to their own means. This grace is an enabling power that allows men and women to lay hold on eternal life and exaltation after they have expended their own best efforts. Divine grace is needed by every soul in consequence of the fall of Adam, and also because of man's weaknesses and shortcomings. However, grace cannot suffice without total effort on the part of the recipient. Hence the explanation, "It is by grace that we are saved after all we can do." It is truly the grace of Jesus Christ that makes salvation possible. End quote. From Bible Dictionary, Grace. Supplemental Teaching Idea, 2 Nephi 25:26-30. Nephi testifies that believing in and following Jesus Christ is the right way. After students finish studying 2 Nephi 25:26-29 in their groups, ask students to think about how they might respond to someone who claims that Latter-day Saints do not believe in Jesus Christ. You might ask one or two students to briefly tell about experiences they have had when other people have challenged their belief in Jesus Christ. What do you think it means to be a Christian? Invite students to review 2 Nephi 25:26-29 on their own, looking for statements that reflect what Latter-day Saints believe about Jesus Christ. Which statements in these verses reflect our beliefs about Jesus Christ? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement from the Gospel Topics essay titled, "Are Mormons Christian?" Quote, "Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints unequivocally affirm themselves to be Christians. They worship God the Eternal Father in the name of Jesus Christ. When asked what the Latter-day Saints believe, Joseph Smith put Christ at the center. The fundamental principles of our religion is the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended up into heaven. And all other things are only appendages to these, which pertain to our religion." End quote. From "Are Mormons Christian?" Gospel Topics. According to the prophet Joseph Smith, what are the fundamental principles of our religion? Invite students to imagine that they are approached by someone who claims that the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are not Christian. How would you respond to this individual statement using what we have learned in our study of 2 Nephi 25?